on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, with part two of my Winamp review. And we're taking a look at some of the features in Winamp. So what we're first going to do is we're going to go back to Winamp. I'm going to open Winamp. And I'm going to call it here. It's going to come up on the screen. And here we are. And here we are. We have Winamp up on the screen here now. Now, I told you about the windows being divided. You have the main window, and you have other windows within. Remember, Control-Tab to cycle from window to window. There's the Winamp Playlist Editor, and there's the main Winamp window. I want to comment on the Playlist Editor here, because you'll also remember last week I told you that if you type L in the main window, you can select new songs, and that basically will draw a new playlist, if you will. Now, in the editor, if you type L, it will just allow you to add to a playlist. And I wanted to just point that out as well. So keep that in mind. If you go to the editor and you type L as in Lima, it says add files to playlist. So I can go down and I can look for any song I'd like to add. For example, Alan O'Day's Undercover Angel, and I can just hit return on the song. It's now been added to the playlist that I have going. And I can arrow up and down in the playlist editor to see what songs I have in a playlist here. I have Andrew Gold's Lonely Boy. I have Air Supply's Lost in Love. I have Orleans Still the One. And Alan O'Day's Undercover Angel, boy oh boy, is what I have. So I can start the song up, and I have Orleans up on my screen here, playing here, and I can go up, and it shows that the song is playing, and I can go up to Air Supply's Lost in Love. Now, say I wanted to take that song out of my playlist, I could just put the cursor on the song and press the delete key. It's now gone. Now you look at the playlist, you have Andrew Gold's Lonely Boy at the top, Orleans Still the One, and Alan O'Day's Undercover Angel. And I deleted Air Supply off the playlist. So that's something to also know. This is in the playlist editor that you may want to do this. Now let's take a look at the Winamp preferences. As I said on last week's show, this is an area unto itself. We'll type Control P as in Papa. And when you open the preferences, it's going to bring up the area you last visited in the preferences. So if you were last in the output area, it's going to come up with the output area. Now, this is a tree view box that has all the different preferences and areas in it. So I'm just going to close everything, and I'm going to go to the top of the list. And now we have the preferences open, and I've closed all the tree views, so I can show you which ones are here. And we're back in the preferences. And what we have here, we have setup, and that's closed. Then we have, if I arrow down, you have options, plugins, skins, and that one pops it up, actually. So you have to kind of shift-tab back to skins, because that pops up the little box there. And bookmarks is the last area. And we're going to just go back to the top. And as soon as I can get up there here, back to setup. And we're going to, the first thing, if you just tab over, you have the close button. Then you have English as a default. Add start menu group. Add desktop item. Add quick launch item. And the button is checked for the modem, since I use a modem here. And then the proxy server. And then check for new versions of Winamp at startup. And allow Winamp to report basic anonymous program usage information. Watch that word anonymous. It's misleading. Okay, now we have that. So we can do that, and we can right arrow. We're back to the main tab where it says setup close. So we'll expand that, and we can go down. We'll just arrow down. File types. Now we'll tab. We have close. And then we have a list of file types. These are all the file types that Winamp will play if you'd like it to play them. Okay, the top one is MP3. It will play MP3. MP2 is the next one. MP1, that's the third one. MP2 and MP1 are older file types. VOC, it'll play the VOC format. WAVE, it'll play the WAVE format. MDA, it'll play the MDA format. It will play the IT format. XM, it plays XM. S3M, it'll play S3M. STM, it plays that format. MOD, it plays MOD, M-O-D. DSM, it plays DSM. It plays FAR. It plays ULT. It plays MTM. It plays the 669 format. It plays MID or MIDI. It plays M3U. And it plays PLS. Now, you can have it not play certain file types by just scrolling down the list and pressing the space bar on the items you don't want it to play. Say I don't want it to play MP2. It says unselected. I press the space bar on it. I just unselected it. Say I don't want it to play VOC. It won't play VOC. So you can select or unselect the file types. Now if you tab over, you have a button that says select all. If you press this button, it selects all the file types in that list box. In other words, Winamp will be the default player for all the file types. You can tab over and it will say select none. If you press this button, it will deselect all the file types, which means Winamp won't play any of the file types unless you have Winamp open and you ask it specifically to play these file types. And then you have a button that says associate with audio CDs. If this box is checked, when you put a CD in the machine, it will play the CD for you, or at least open to the CD. I don't have mine doing that, but you can. And then you have a file icon. And then you have playlist icons. And then you have register file types on Winamp Start, and that's a checkbox. I have mine checked. And view as default action. That means that it will actually set things up in advance for you, but I found when I tried it didn't quite work well, so I leave that box unchecked. Directory context menus is the next checkbox. That one is checked. And we're back to the main file types box. The next box is agent. And this is this new agent that they're using here. And this is a checkbox. It's unchecked. Enable Winamp agent. And I would like to just comment on this agent that if you do have it enabled when you run ScanDisk, if you call ScanDisk and you tell it to run, the agent can interfere with it, causing it not to work properly. So you may want to uncheck this box and not have it run the Winamp agent. That's just a suggestion. And then you have show system tray icon. And then maintain file associations for the agent. And we're back to the tree view of the agent. The next one is options. And we have demand. That's a checkbox, and that one's checked. Load is unchecked. Sort files on load, that one is unchecked. I guess if you load a large playlist, it will actually sort them if that's what you want that box to do. 22 space and titles, that's a checkbox. And that means that it will convert to spacing, I guess, in the title bar. Convert the underlines that are between some songs, they have underlines, convert it to spaces in the title. Allow multiple instances. If this box is checked, that means you can call Winamp more than once, and it will actually open separate instances of Winamp so that you could have more than one instance of Winamp going. This may or may not be useful to you if you're doing shoutcasting. Show the splash screen at startup. I have that one unchecked. Equalizer double size link. Multi-mono step VWM. I'm not sure what that means. Always on light step virtual desktops. Not sure what that means either. And then they have an edit box. And so as you can see here in this, there's quite a few options. And if you go under the options, you expand it, you have more items. You have display and visualization. This is all to do with the way things look. And then we have the plugins area. Now we'll expand the plugins area, and we have the input plugins. Normally you won't need to do anything with the input plugins. These are the plugins that Winamp looks for to know which file types to play. I'm just going to comment on the output plugins here though, and we went to the output and we'll see we have different output plugins. The first one is the Waveout plugin. Now normally you will want this plugin for Winamp to play. So you probably will want Winamp to use this particular plugin to play content. And the way Winamp works is when you go up and you select a plugin, it's automatically highlighted. So you don't need to do anything there. The next plugin is the Disc Writer plugin. And the Disc Writer plugin allows you to take a song that's in MP3 format and write it into WAVE format. And you can go over and tab over when you have the Disc Writer plugin selected, and you have configure, and it will allow you to actually save a directory where you can tell it where you'd like it to write to. Now, if you use the Disc Writer plugin, be sure to put it back to the WAVE plugin when you're through. Otherwise, when you type X, you'll be writing your music instead of playing it. The next one is the Direct Sound plugin, and I guess they've included that in case the WAVE plugin doesn't work for some reason. The next one is the SQRT Advanced Crossfade plugin. That's a very fine plugin. That's the one I use. That one basically doesn't, that one basically is for no gaps between songs. Real useful when you're listening to a playlist. The MP3 output plugin, this is used in shoutcasting. And I have the old crossfading plugin as well. And I also have the null output plugin that allows me to run a shoutcast stream but not actually hear it through my speakers. So, that's the output plugins. Just select the plugin you want. Now you'll notice I had more plugins probably than you normally would have. They only install a few by default, but you can go to www.winamp.com and you can go to their plugins areas, the input, output, visualization, and DSP effects, and you can get all kinds of plugins. The next area is the visualization area, and that's for the way Winamp looks. And I have no plugins for this area because I'm blind. I don't care about those. But you can download visualization plugins, I guess. And I guess that would have to do with the way Winamp looks. The next area is the DSP effects area. And this area is for the specialized plugins that you might want to download. I have five here. The first one is a pitch plugin that I have here. And then I have a Rocksteady plugin. And then I also have the shoutcasting plugins. Now, I'll just comment on these. I don't want to get too involved with this area. This area is a little bit beyond what we're trying to accomplish here. But some plugins in the DSP effect area, when you open them, they'll actually pop up on the screen. And what I found the best way to do to get out of the area, if it pops up on the screen, for example, if I go to the Shoutcast source, it actually pops up on the screen. It says Edit. It's now up on the screen. If you want to get out of that particular area, my best advice to you is to go back to the Winamp window. Well, I guess I can't do it here, but you should be able to go back to the normally you'd be able to go back to the Winamp window, or what you could do is you could just close the window and go back to the Winamp, go back to Winamp itself, and you could type Control P again, which would bring up the preference area again here, and then you could actually turn it off. It's when these pop up on the screen, it's not an easy thing to turn them off, so you might want to just keep that in mind. And then the bottom one we have here is general purpose plugins. Let's see if we have any of them here. Okay, I do not have any general purpose plugins. Then you have the skins area. And skins are just visual, the way Winamp looks on the screen. It might flash icons of animals, for example, or different things like that. And then down at the bottom we have bookmarks. Now my best advice with Winamp is to play around with it to get familiar with it, but I think once you play around with it, you'll find it's a very versatile editor, it's a very good editor, and player as far as working with playlists and that sort of thing. So I hope that this tutorial has been useful to you, and I hope that you'll get the most out of Winamp. I'd like to say that there is lots of good information out there at www.heretoday.com and www.acbradio.org. In the support area, you can find more information about Winamp that I didn't cover here. But I hope that I gave you sort of a hands-on demo of how Winamp works. And I'd like to thank all the people who sent me compliments and comments about the Winamp thing. A lot of people said that they found it useful. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.